Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Loving Someone with Bipolar Disorder, Understanding and Helping Your Partner by Julia Fast and John Dee. Preston is a practical relationship guide written for partners, family members, and close supporters of people living with bipolar disorder. Rather than focusing on diagnosis or clinical treatment in isolation, the book addresses the day-to-day realities of loving someone whose moods, energy levels, and judgment can shift dramatically. Its central purpose is to help readers understand the condition well enough to respond more effectively, while also protecting their own emotional health. The authors combine accessible explanations of bipolar symptoms with concrete guidance on communication, crisis response, boundary setting, and self-care. A key idea throughout the book is that support should be compassionate but not unlimited, since relationships can become unstable when one person carries all the burden. The result is a highly practical resource for readers who need both empathy and structure in a difficult relationship context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Loving with Limits framework as the book's core relationship strategy. The book is best known for its Loving with Limits approach, which argues that supporting a partner with bipolar disorder must include clear boundaries. This is not presented as emotional distance or punishment, but as a realistic way to prevent the relationship from being dominated by symptoms, emergencies, and constant rescue behavior. The idea is that love alone is not enough when mood episodes repeatedly disrupt communication, finances, routines, and trust. By naming limits as part of care, the authors challenge the common assumption that a good partner should tolerate everything. Instead, they show that predictable boundaries can reduce confusion and help both people know what behavior is acceptable during and outside episodes. This framework is important because it shifts the reader from reactive caregiving to deliberate relationship management. It also makes the book distinct from more general mental health guides, since it is built around partnership dynamics rather than only individual symptom education. Secondly, how the book explains manic and depressive episodes in everyday relationship terms. A major strength of the book is its accessible explanation of bipolar disorder symptoms as they affect a relationship. The authors describe manic states in terms of increased energy, impulsivity, racing thoughts, and reduced judgment, all of which can create conflict, risky decisions, or emotional overload for a partner. Depressive episodes are framed through low energy, withdrawal, hopelessness, and slowed functioning, which can make mutual support feel one-sided. The value of this presentation is that it helps readers interpret behavior through the lens of illness without excusing every action or ignoring its consequences. Understanding the pattern of episodes makes it easier to distinguish temporary symptom-driven behavior from broader relationship problems. This also gives partners a more realistic sense of when to respond, when to reduce stimulation, and when to encourage professional help. The book's practical orientation matters here. It does not simply define symptoms, but shows how those symptoms alter communication, planning, and trust in ordinary domestic life. Thirdly, practical communication and crisis response when mood symptoms escalate. The book devotes substantial attention to what partners should do when symptoms are active, especially during conflict, impulsive behavior, or escalating mood swings, rather than recommending abstract empathy alone. It offers step-by-step guidance for lowering emotional intensity, responding calmly, and avoiding arguments that can worsen the situation. This is especially relevant when a partner is manic, agitated, or highly irritable, because logical discussion often becomes ineffective in those moments. The authors emphasize that communication should be adjusted to the state of the episode, which means the reader must learn to use simpler, more grounded, and less confrontational responses. The book also encourages readers to think ahead about crisis planning so they are not forced to improvise under stress. This practical orientation helps transform fear into preparation. It is one reason the book remains useful to readers who feel overwhelmed, because it translates a complex disorder into actionable relationship behavior rather than leaving them with only general advice to be patient. Fourthly, medication awareness and treatment support without turning the partner into a clinician. An updated section of the book addresses medications, side effects, and the partner's role in noticing changes during treatment. This is important because bipolar disorder management often involves medication adherence, adjustments, and monitoring of side effects that can affect mood, sleep, and behavior. The authors do not suggest that a partner should diagnose, prescribe, or take over treatment decisions. Instead, they present medication awareness as a way to improve communication with the person being treated and to understand why behavior may shift when treatment changes. This middle position is one of the book's most practical contributions. It acknowledges that partners are often deeply involved in daily observation, yet it respects the boundary between support and medical authority. For readers who want to be helpful without becoming controlling, this section provides a realistic model. It also reinforces the book's broader method of informed support, where knowledge is used to reduce misunderstanding and prepare for changes, not to replace professional care. Lastly, protecting the supporter through self-care, outside help, and emotional realism. The book repeatedly recognizes that supporting someone with bipolar disorder can be exhausting, isolating, and emotionally destabilizing for the caregiver or partner. Because of that, it insists that the supporter's well-being is not secondary. Readers are encouraged to maintain their own support network, seek therapy or groups when needed, and monitor how the relationship is affecting their mental health. This is more than a self-help add-on. It is central to the book's logic, because a relationship cannot stay healthy if one person is constantly depleted. The authors present self-care as part of responsible partnership, not as selfishness or abandonment. That stance makes the book especially valuable for readers who have been absorbing every crisis and suppressing their own needs. By validating exhaustion and offering a framework for outside support, the book helps readers avoid the common pattern of becoming so focused on the ill partner that they neglect their own stability. This balance between compassion and self-protection is one of the book's defining contributions. In conclusion, this book is most useful for spouses, partners, family members, and close friends who want a practical, relationship-centered understanding of bipolar disorder. It is especially well-suited to readers who are dealing with recurring mood swings, impulsive behavior, conflict, or the strain of trying to help without losing themselves in the process. Its main benefit is that it offers concrete tools rather than abstract reassurance. Readers learn how to interpret symptoms, respond during episodes, set boundaries, and protect their own well-being. Compared with many books on bipolar disorder, it stands out because it is aimed specifically at the support person, not only at the individual who has the diagnosis. The Loving with Limits approach gives the book a clear identity in its category, since it balances empathy with firmness and avoids the extremes of either overfunctioning or emotional withdrawal. For readers who need a grounded manual for navigating a difficult partnership, it offers both practical structure and a realistic view of what supportive love can and cannot do. If you would like to support Julia Fast, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.